Well, Riley, we're on our way to see the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah. What is it they call this show? The International Pageant of something.
Poultry toad, Robbie. Poultry toad. Don't you know the meaning of poultry toad?
I certainly do not know the meaning of poultry toad. And furthermore, neither do you.
Well, it's
Yeah, sure, I thought so.
Well, it means a lot of beautiful women walking up and down in bathing suits. And they're all champs.
Champs? Champs of what?
Well, they're champ lookers. There's Miss St. Louis and Miss Los Angeles and Miss Spain and Miss England.
Well, from the looks of all this bunch of automobiles heading for Galveston, Texas, there's some guy in that town that ain't so dumb.
Yeah. Imagine getting the champion lookers of the world in one town at one time.
That's enough to start a revolution or something.
And was we lucky to get a letter to the head judge of this beauty pageant, or was we lucky?
We certainly was. That Mike Genora, the guy that runs the White Kitchen, he sure is the big shot in Houston.
Robbie.
What?
Mike told you already about that. It's Houston.
Oh, yeah, sure. Houston.
Not Houston, Houston.
Excuse me, Houston.
Well, he's a friend of Joe Garavelli's in St. Louis, and they're both friends of my Uncle Jake's.
Hey, we'll be important guys at this pulse-toad business, Jimmy.
We certainly will. And before we go any further, I don't want you going around pointing out bayous and calling them cricks.
So you're going to bring that up again. So you're going to hop on that bayou business.
I'm just telling you. Look, Robbie, I went and spent $3 on a new brown derby, and it looks pretty nifty. And I don't want nobody to think that we're no dumb mugs.
Jimmy, I've been waiting all morning for you to bring up that dumb subject.
Well?
You give me a fine working over yesterday about that bayou business and that business about Houston being the second business inland, biggest inland port in the world, didn't you?
Well, I just wanted to let you in on a little information. I didn't want people to know you were such a dummy.
Uh-huh. Well, Mr. Gleason, now I'm going to see who really is the dummy.
What do you mean?
I'm going to let you in on a little information that you not only don't know, but probably never would know.
You don't say so.
I do say so. Do you see that big building that we just passed back there? What is that?
Well, I don't know.
See? You don't know. I thought so. Well, Mr. Gleason, that's San Jacinto Inn.
Yeah? Well, what's so remarkable about that?
Only this. That inn stands on the San Jacinto battleground where a long time ago, General Houston, the guy they named the city after, defeated the Mexican army and won the independence of Texas.
Is that so? So this state used to belong to Mexico, huh?
Certainly did. That's information number one. Make a note of it.
You've been reading books or something.
Never mind what I've been reading. Just listen and learn something.
Mike Gennaro's been telling you.
Never mind. Did you know that the city of Galveston is an island?
No. Well, how are we going to get out there to see this beauty pageant?
We are going over a viaduct, and I'll bet you don't even know what that means.
Well, I certainly do. It's a $2 name for a bridge.
All right, then, you do know that. I didn't think you would.
Certainly. A viaduct goes over a bayou. I guess that'll hold you.
It won't do nothing of the kind. I have more information.
Well, all right, spring it. Get it over with.
The city of Galveston was founded by an old guy by the name of Galvez. He was a Spanish explorer or something.
Well, why did he put it on an island? Tell me that.
Well, that I don't know.
So you admit there is something you don't know.
Wait a minute. Yes, I do, too.
Wait a minute. What do you got there? What are you looking at?
Never mind. The point is that Galvez put this town on an island because there's a legend. That's a story.
I know what a legend is.
Well, there's a legend that a pirate by the name of Jean Lafitte buried a treasure there, and this guy Galvez went around nights looking for it, see?
Yeah, but what have you got in your pocket?
Furthermore, this pirate, this Lafitte guy, helped Andrew Jackson in the Battle of New Orleans, and for his good work was pardoned for being a pirate. And I guess that little bit of information will hold you and your bayou business for a while.
Yeah, and now I understand why you were sitting up nearly all night with the light shining in my eyes while I was trying to go to sleep. Let me see that book.
Never mind the book. Here we are in Galveston at the International Pageant of Pulse... I can't say it.
Pulse Retold, you dummy.
Jimmy, I'll make a bargain with you.
What's that?
Let's call it beauty, and you can look at the book.
It's a bargain.
Stop the car.
Gee, this is swell.
Yeah. What's that guy's name you got a letter to?
Let's see. Wait a minute now. Here it is. Mr. Joseph J. Gordon.
I'll ask some of these guys where we can find him.
Yeah, and don't slam that...
No, gee. Listen, Jimmy. All this excitement has made me forget.
Robbie, I think if this trip of ours took us around the world, I think if we was traveling in airplanes, you would still slam doors.
Well, Jimmy, maybe we should have a porter or something with this car to open and close the doors.
We'd need 6 porters and a police strong-arm squad to keep you from slamming doors.
All right, but let's forget it. Hey, mister, mister.
What can I do for you?
Can you tell me where we can find, what's his name, Jimmy?
Joseph J. Gordon. He's head judge of this beauty business.
Why, certainly. He's a heavy set man over at the judge's stand.
Oh, thanks, mister, thanks.
Robbie, has that guy got a job or has he got a job?
He certainly has got a job.
Oh, boy. Here he is. Mr. Gordon?
I'm Mr. Gordon.
Well, look, Mr. Gordon, I'm Jimmy Gleason. This is my pal, Robbie Armstrong. Our friend Mike Gennaro told me to give you this note.
Well, I'm glad to meet you, gentlemen. So you're from Elizabeth, New Jersey.
That's the place, Mr. Gordon.
Sir, that's the place.
Well, come right up in the judge's stand. The beauty parade is about to start. Maybe you'd like to help the judges select the winner.
Well, yeah, maybe we can help you.
Yeah. Jimmy here is a he's a authority on beauty.
Ah, no, don't you believe him now, Mr. Gordon.
Well, come right up here. The parade is about to start. Here they come. Yes, sir, here they come. The foremost beauties of the world.
Gee, they certainly are a bunch of swell lookers. Ain't they, Jimmy?
Boy, they certainly are. Look at that first one. Look at that dark one. Number 10.
That's Miss Spain.
You know, I think maybe I'll give her my vote right now, Jimmy.
Next, wait a minute. Look at that next one. Look at that blonde.
Oh, boy, will you look at that. And look at that figure.
Look at them eyes.
Who do you think you're kidding, Jimmy? You ain't looking at no eyes.
Well, I certainly was.
Here comes Miss Los Angeles.
Jimmy, look at Miss Los Angeles.
Boy.
Is she a honey or is she a honey?
She certainly is a honey. As a matter of fact, she's a hull honeycomb.
What's her number?
Number 22. Put that down.
I'm way ahead of you, Jimmy. I'm way ahead of you.
Here comes Miss England. Take a look, Robbie. Take a look.
Oh, gee, Jimmy. This is a great job. But it certainly is a strain on the eyes.
Boy, it certainly is.
Miss Indianapolis is one of the outstanding favorites of the pageant.
Well, which is she, Mr. Gordon?
Number 13.
13. Certainly is a funny number for a favorite to be carrying.
Wait till you see her. Wait till you see her. Red hair.
Red hair, Jimmy. Did you hear that? Red hair.
Oh, boy, red hair.
And a figure. Oh, what a figure. Wait a minute. Here she comes now. See her? Number 13.
Robbie, do you see what I see?
I'm afraid I do, Jimmy.
Violet.
Number 13.
She would be number 13. Come on, scram.
Where are you boys going?
We just forgot something.
We got an appointment with the governor.
We got to see the President of the United States in a hurry.
Yoo-hoo!